for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. In Season 2 of Hacks and Hobbies, we're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. Want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. Welcome back to another Monday Breakdown. It's week number 27, and we're heading towards the end of the year. Summer has started off pretty good, but I'm seriously no idea where all these rains are coming from. Probably need to contact a meteorologist. Seriously questioning the season right now. I remember a few years ago, we'd get a lot of rain during springtime, but now the rainy season has moved into summertime, which is really interesting. We've got a couple live viewers here. Hey, Spidergram, how you doing? All right, so last week we had a jam-packed week with some really awesome conversations with our guests on the podcast, starting with Ashley and Jones on Tuesday, as she walks us through how to use social media to grow your business. Now, Rob Pearson talks about how to market, build, and work on your business. Then Tom Malloy on Thursday, also 4th of July, details and gives us a lowdown on how to approach and close investors for your film. And he's raised over $25 million and is an author of the book Bankroll, which is out. There's two editions. And this is like the Bible for all the producers out there in the indie world, in the indie film world that are looking to raise money. So they use this as a Bible. So check out the book. Check out the episode. I mean, he knows what's up. Raising $25 million for indie films, that's massive. And this is before crowdfunding. So check it out. Then on Friday, we get to speak with Lila Smith. She gives us a sneak peek into her journey and how to say things better with ways to craft an accurate message for your audience. Hi, Gabriel Ronkai and Spidergram for logging in and checking out this video. Now, tech-wise, I've got multiple things running. I did not want to use my webcam right here. This webcam is pretty cool. It records 720p, not even 720p video at best, and the quality is kind of messed up. So I'm using my Canon DSLR, and I'm using OBS to screen capture my video and, you know, share it with the world. And the audio is getting recorded in Adobe Audition, which is my go-to tool for my podcast episodes. All right. So now this week is full of some biggest names in podcast and voiceover, with experts that communicate with our pets and an inspiring author and speaker telling us how you don't need any approval to get what you want. But before I get into, thank you, Gabriel, for checking out the podcast later today. I really appreciate it. Okay, so before I get into who these guests are that you'll be listening to this week on the podcast, I want to go over some updates around cycling. Now, cycling has been a huge passion of mine for many, many years, and I'm super excited to get back into it this year and training for RBC. So I signed up for this RBC Century, which I did 2 years ago back in 2017, and it felt really great. So it's something I've been training for this year, indoors and outdoors, and I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good and stronger. Hi, Osman Bin Khalid and Dwight Delgado. Thanks for joining, and watching this live video as I record my podcast episode for Monday Breakdown. Now, I always question myself and think about, okay, should I record this audio on the weekend and then post it, or do I do it live? So I figured, why not do a live video on Facebook, and then the audio can go and get uploaded to the podcast. So yeah, pretty cool. It's my second time trying it out, so let's see how that goes. Hey, Abrar Lahani, good seeing you on Saturday. So Saturday, what happened on Saturday is you probably saw some of the posts that I've been posting on Hacks and Hobbies, as well as my Facebook and Instagram. We had a new Team Velocipede Polkadot kit that we just got last week. And then we gathered all of our teammates, got those jerseys in, plugged them in, and took some really cool photos, as well as got to ride with the new jerseys. So I was reading my notes, and I see Gabriel, no problem. Have a awesome day, my friend. I appreciate your time as well for coming and watching this live video. So as well as sporting the new jerseys, we had individual photos for the riders as well, so they can use them on Strava as their profile photos for the new jersey. We'll probably have a total of 20 plus team members riding this Century Rides, so it'll be quite a spectacle to see. It's really awesome to see all the other teams come out and join the Century Ride, even though it's not a race. Riding in a pack feels so much good, because you're not going into that headwind. Hey, Jake Jordan, thanks for joining in. I'm just talking about my Monday breakdown and what people got to listen to on the podcast last week, and what's coming up this week. Next up, I wanted to touch base on an upcoming product that is going to blow your mind. Now, before I share what this product is, and this will blow your mind, especially if you're into gaming and like to visit arcades. So raise your hand if you've heard of motion simulators. Now we've seen a few kind of motion simulators at arcades. For example, motorcycle riding, where you sit on top of a motorcycle, go side to side. Or you're sitting in a car, racing a car, and two ships flying through space, and you get that force feedback from within the chairs that you're sitting in. Feels pretty good, right? It's pretty exciting. Now, if you've been up to speed on what's been happening in the virtual reality space, there's two main contributors in the hardware space. And each of these companies have a few models out in the market. These are namely Oculus Rift by Facebook now. Facebook purchased them. And HTC Vive. Now, some people call it Vive. I call it Vive. And not Vive. My V's are always confusing. So now Oculus started as a Kickstarter project, which was later purchased by Facebook for $2 billion back in March of 2014. Yeah, movie theaters and movie theaters, virtual reality. The one movie I'll be talking about just coming right up. So Facebook bought Oculus for $2 billion back in March of 2014. That's over 5 years ago. It's insane, right? And that was only 2 years after they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter back in 2012. This essentially ushered a new wave of VR development. Since the Oculus Rift used Samsung displays, HTC was like, hey, we want to develop a VR device as well. So they partnered up with Valve to create the HTC Vive platform. And that was demonstrated by Phil Chen, the back then content the chief content officer for HTC, as well as the co-founder or the founder for HTC Vive platform. They then partnered up with Steam for support with game development platform, as well as creating an amazing ecosystem for developers and gamers alike. There are thousands of games available on Steam, and the recently revived Vive Infinity subscription gives you access to hundreds of games to play at your own leisure. Now that's the virtual reality space. Imagine. So that now that I've set the stage for where VR virtual reality came from, as well as what motion simulators are, now think about a product that merges these two experiences into a single one, right? Virtual reality and motion simulator. Virtual reality, motion simulator. Now, this is nothing close to how the iPhone came about. Music, phone, internet. Music, phone, internet. This was back in 2006, and we were just totally blown away by the demonstration given by Steve Jobs. So, virtual reality and motion simulators. Just imagine riding a roller coaster, sitting on a standard chair. And you and I have probably done that. I mean, I've done that many times with, experiencing a roller coaster ride using virtual reality. Your brain creates some forces in your body and you feel some effects of the roller coaster ride. Now, imagine sitting on a motion simulator with a virtual reality headset connected and experience every bump and turn. Your physical and mental forces are just putting you in the spot. Like, dude, it's mind-blowing. So, welcome to Feel 3 Dimensions. You're feeling 3 dimensions. And this is a company, Feel 3, that has developed. They've got a prototype. It's called Feel 3 Motion Simulator for Virtual Reality. And this is huge. I mean, literally, this is massive. It is so awesome. It's a motion simulator. Now, motion simulators that are at arcades cost anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 and only give you, slight bumps and vibrations. But this device can spin you around in 360 degrees and you get 90 plus degrees of roll. So you can feel every hairpin turn, and you're there feeling when you're driving a car or whatever. And there's enough pitching for you to feel as if you are sitting in a Falcon 9 fighter jet. Like, this is mind-blowing. So these guys raised about $240,000 on Kickstarter campaign and about another 40 grand on Indiegogo. And if you are a gamer and want to take your gaming to the next step, you got to check out this friggin' amazing device. So feel3.com has all the deets on what this device can do. And I recently saw an update from the production schedule to this product, and it's just mind-bending the level of details that go into creating a product that'll change the face of the world. So we've had virtual reality been around. The concept's been around since 2012, maybe even longer ago, right? But the products were in our hands anywhere from March 2015 to now. So we've only experienced 4 years of virtual reality through many different devices. We had the Samsung VR, we have Oculus VR now, we have Oculus Go. HTC has a lot of new products as well. They have a new Vive Pro that actually tracks the movement of your eyes so it can maximize the creation of 3D polygons where your eye is focusing rather than having to create the entire screen, but your eye can only focus in one area. Just like as you see this video, the only focus point is where my face is at, not anywhere else. Like, the background is fully, blurred out. All right. So I'll have the links to the device, the product, in the show notes and where you can get your hands on one. And if you remember, back in Ready Player One, a lot of the technology that was going in there, we didn't really get to focus a lot on because the movie was focusing on the story, what the world would be like with virtual reality, a reality in the future, you know, 100 years from now, whatever. So it was super amazing, super awesome, just totally blew my mind. So there's people out there that are creating these products that are working, combining ingenuity and hardware development, which just means that we're not too far away from a world where it's quite possible to build a functioning Iron Man suit. Now, if you know about an Iron Man suit that is functioning right now, I would love for you to share it with me. All right, I need to turn the gain down a tad bit because I'm getting a lot of yellows and reds my recording software here. All right, let's get back to our guests and who you will get to listen to on this week's episodes. So tomorrow, we get to speak with Mark Metry, host of Humans 2.0 podcast. This is a top 100 podcast, and he's been featured. His podcast has been featured on Forbes, Huffington Post, Inc., and is listed in the top 20 of the growing podcast for 2019 on NASDAQ. So really awesome achievement. Totally blown my mind. And so I've had the privilege to connect with him back in 2018, September, and then had been following his journey and engaging with him on LinkedIn as well as Facebook. And this dude is the genuine deal, man. He's got it all. I love it. And I'm so happy and excited to bring him onto the podcast. So come on back on Tuesday to check out this episode and listen to the journey of Mark Metry. Then on Wednesday, we've got an amazing speaker, Chris Mack. She's a speaker, author, and a consultant. And she has a book. She has a book out already. This is called No Approval Needed. She helps corporations and companies be better emotionally equipped to deal with or have a good way of balance with employees and having the emotion, because a lot of the times companies feel like they're robotic. And that's why we see a lot of entrepreneurs out in the world as well. They're just looking for that bottom line. So Chris here helps those companies be emotionally intelligent companies as well as leaders, so they can run companies that are humanized. So check back on Wednesday to check out the talk with Chris Mack. But I'm saying a lot of checkout words. Well, you just have to check it out. Now, for Thursday, I get to speak with a TEDx speaker, Holly Shan. I had the opportunity to attend the TEDx Ashburn. It was my very first attendance to an event as such. It was also the very first TEDx in Ashburn, Virginia, with a growing community of speakers, and this was their first ever. Now, she was one of the first speakers to speak about her passion and what she's been doing with her life. She comes from a background of animal communication and has experience with human communication, which she then translated to just, you know, basically, she's an animal whisperer. So listening to her story and during her journey, I was just totally blown away from the talk. And I was like, you know what? That is just amazing. Like, I almost feel that sometimes, like, wait, so why aren't people understanding me? But luckily, as human beings, we have words. So I'm proud to bring her on to the podcast. So don't forget, on Thursday, you get to hear from Holly Shan. One of the reasons I can't pronounce that word correctly is because S-H-A-N is also a word in our language, Urdu, and it's pronounced as Shan. And there's a big company in this, there's a big spice company that sells Shan, you know, masalas and spices for cooking. So I keep saying Shan instead of Shan. And then finally for Friday, my God, you will get to speak, or I got to speak with Bonnie Marie Williams. Now, who is Bonnie Marie Williams and what's so special about her? Well, she's a voiceover actor at VO Superhero on Instagram, Twitter, etc. And she is literally the ultimate superhero and a voiceover hero as well. In fact, recently, if you haven't been following what Gary Vee's doing, he's got Lil V, a short TV show, a web series on YouTube that's just amazing of how the story goes around how Gary Vee growing up and what he was doing growing up at school. And this first episode, I was just blown away. It was so amazing. And then as I was watching the credits roll through, I saw Bonnie Marie Williams' credit. And I was like, what? Wait, who? I know her. And so I'm super, super excited to, you know, get to talk with her prior to her even getting into, you know, working on this project. So she's got an amazing journey where we get to learn about her. And she got her bachelor's degree in theater arts and acting concentration. And she's into a lot of cool things that I wish I had the opportunity to get into. But we all know about my addiction of different hobbies. So there we have it. Four powerful guests coming onto the podcast. All ready to go. All you got to do is go to hacksandhobbies.com on the day of, and you'll get to see the brand new episode. Or you could be subscribed to the podcast on iTunes. With my fingers. iTunes, or is it Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, the Hacks and Hobbies is available on 12, 13 different platforms. So there's no way that you're going to be missing out on these interviews. Also, don't forget to subscribe. I think I already said that. Oh yeah, it's also on YouTube. So if you are a frequent YouTube visitor, just type in Hacks and Hobbies, follow the channel, and you will get to see the links to the podcast episodes that I just talked about. You can also find previous episodes on YouTube and all of these social media platforms. Sorry, podcast platforms. And yeah, man, that's all I've got today. If you have any episodes or any questions for me, feel free to drop it in the comments below. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect with you and talk with you about your hobbies, about your life hacks, and where we go from there. And if you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, well, you just got to give me a ring, tell me your story, and we'll get you on the podcast episode and do a little short interview with you, or a long interview. It's all up to you. So yeah, thanks for dialing in, checking out this live video, and hope to hear from you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to Hacks and Hobbies. Please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on upcoming interviews with amazing guests.